The next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Lisa Bluter. Iowa is the number 9 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face number 8 Michigan at noon Eastern time on Thursday. Coach, if you could give some quick opening comments, and then we'll open the call for questions.
Well, I just want to congratulate Maryland on the Big Ten championship. And, you know, I thought it was a really exciting conference season. The Big Ten just proves year and year over and over again to be a great conference. And, you know, this year we had some superstars that were really fun to watch. And, you know, I just think it was an amazing conference and look forward to the tournament starting.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of David Gurecki with Detroit News.
How you doing there, Coach?
Very good, thank you.
Could you please talk about Taniya Davis and what she's meant to your team? Because I know she had a big game against Michigan.
I'd love to talk about Taniya Davis. What has she meant to our team? We wouldn't be seated 9th without her, I'll tell you that. She has just been tremendous, and she has gotten better every single game all year. She comes to practice prepared. She works hard. She's a tremendous leader. And as a freshman, a point guard freshman, I think that's probably one of the most challenging things that you can take on. And she has welcomed it. The bigger the challenge, the more excited she gets. She is going to be a superstar in our conference. I really believe that.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Ted James with Michigan Daily.
Hi, Coach. You guys have gotten to see Michigan twice now. What specifically have you seen from them that you're hoping to stop, and specifically regarding Caitlin Flaherty?
Yeah, she's just an amazing shooter, amazing scorer. You know, their offense is tremendous. You know, they can score at will, and that's what we're going to have to really buckle down is defensively, not letting them get those open and easy looks.
Our next question comes from the line of Charles Hallman with Minnesota Spokesman.
Good morning, Coach. Could you speak a little bit about how Chase Coley has done this year and how her progression has been for you?
Yeah, Chase has, kind of switched positions during the year. She started out as our starting center and has moved to our starting power forward now. And I think that she's embraced that position. She enjoys it much more than playing inside, although she's doing both of them at times. But Chase has just developed so much from last year. You know, last year she was a great scorer in limited minutes, and this year she's been a person that we've had to go to at times. So a very different role for Chase. I think she's done tremendous with it. I'm amazed that, you know, the growth she made from freshman to sophomore year, and so I'm excited to see what her next 2 years, how they're going to unfold as an Iowa Hawkeye.
Thanks very much. Congratulations.
Our next question comes from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, given the fact that, you know, so many freshmen and sophomores are on the floor with so many minutes for you, and this is both of their first trips to Indianapolis for the tournament, how do you approach that with them? Is there anything specifically that you'll do different to prepare them for that type of atmosphere and the one-and-done mentality?
Well, you know, the atmosphere is really, you know, in these first round games, unfortunately, is not like the atmosphere you play at, you know, some of the great environments, the great attended places around the country. So it's not like you go in there and you're intimidated because of this incredible atmosphere. You might be intimidated because of the size of the arena. It's a beautiful arena to play in. But really, we're going to have, you know, our upperclassmen explain to our freshmen, you know, what it means to be in the Big Ten tournament, you know, the big stage, you know, what is that like? What does it mean to them to win in the Big Ten tournament? So I think, you know, our upperclassmen are going to have to be leaders and really express that to our younger players. And, you know, sometimes, you know, not knowing something can be a good thing. Sometimes that naivety is actually not a bad thing.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us this morning, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.